السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, my dear brothers.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. وين كان هناك ده؟
الحمد لله.
الحمد لله.
No, yeah, you forgot the intro.
و
الحمد لله. Let's get into the tea.
اوه
سبحان الله.
الحمد لله. Let's get into the tea. Guys, it's been a long
Nah,
day.
she's tired. You can see you
It's been a
tired
long
right now,
day. I
man.
don't know, man.
Yeah, well, we're gonna be do that.
Okay.
Assalamu alaikum wa
Wait,
rahmatullahi
wait.
wa barakatuh.
Why are you looking at me like that, though, when I was greeting them? Because I'll be hitting the harakas, the harufs.
Go ahead.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You see,
My
you're
dear
forgetting everything.
sisters.
Okay. Alhamdulillah.
Let's get into the
You
tea.
already know the vibes.
Okay.
And Gambisar, not Gambisar.
Yeah, please stop.
So, inshallah,
What episode are we on today?
we're on episode Segu 8.
Eight.
Ocho.
Episode 8, alhamdulillah. So this season
واحد اثنين
is
ثلاثة
soon to
أربعة
wrap
خمسة
up.
ثمانية.
فأنا هلا سيكون عدد ثمانية سيغو.
I already said Segu.
Oh, no.
Yeah. You're saying all of the numbers. Ocho, ثمانية, Segu, eight. الحمد لله.
Alhamdulillah, we are about to wrap up season one. We hope you guys tuned in, enjoyed, and if you missed any episodes, make sure you go back, connect with us, leave us a review.
Trust me, you're gonna enjoy, inshallah.
Right, we love the feedback that we get from these episodes.
Yeah,
Oh my
my
gosh.
sisters be laughing like crazy. Oh, bro, you went through all of this. I'm like, yeah, I have no idea. I didn't even tell y'all half of my life
Right,
yet.
it's not
Like,
only
I
your
think I only
sister, like
told them
in general,
1%.
like people would like hit me up on Instagram, like that our podcast make their day and like they look forward to it and it
Alhamdulillah.
warms
That's
my
the
heart,
goal.
you know? That's the goal,
Yeah,
like.
that was the goal that we set out to once we started this
Right.
podcast. It's just to entertain, well, not entertain, but also like let people know how marriage is from our point of
Right,
view.
and how our life has been, like, from our perspective, and just to like make somebody smile, because
You know, yeah,
it
always.
is.
It's sunnah to smile. Smiling
Right,
is sunnah, and
right.
I love to make people do the sunnah.
But before we get
If
into
that even make
today's
any sense.
video, we have a message from our sponsors.
What? What sponsors?
I'm joking.
I'm talking about sponsors. Sponsor somebody, mate.
Sponsor us, sponsor us.
Sponsorship,
No, seriously,
inshallah.
but sponsor us so we can continue to make video beautiful episodes for you all to listen to and enjoy. But alhamdulillah, let's get into today's episode. Dear the future generation, the African community, first generation kids, kids after the first generation. I mean, I think we're all in the first generation. There are siblings, there are parents, their future parents, their future kids. Sometimes it's tough, you know, like growing up in America with no sort of guidance, you know, just doing everything for the first time. Like our parents came here, one. So the thing with that, like our parents came here, no example. They had no one to look up to, like no one to be like, okay, should I do this? Should I do that? They took everything from their instinct. They trusted their guts, right? So from all the mistakes that we learn, you know, from watching them, from watching our family members who also came here, how can we be better parents? What can we do to make sure that we continue to grow our families on Islam, on knowledge, on wealth, on health, away from evil? How can we be better parents and better siblings?
I always say, I feel like I said, it all goes down to learning the Prophet, his ways, and how he was,
So awesome.
sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he is the best example for every Muslim, you know? So, and also, we take the good that our parents did, because even though we went through some stuff, you still learn from it. It's like a learning experience in my mind, right? It's like, okay, yeah, my dad did this. I didn't like how that felt. Or my mom did this. I didn't like how that felt, you know?
How can I be better?
Yeah, not like, oh, I'm gonna be exactly the same, because we do have some of their traits, obviously, but We just try to hold on to the good that they've done for us
Mm-hmm.
and let go, not hold, like, you know what I mean? Like, don't forget about the bad, but don't make that like control you.
Right. Don't make that, like, don't allow it to make decisions for you in the future or depict how you move in the future.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Like, for example, you know how, like, for example, working hard, right? Our parents always taught us, like, this country is pretty much isn't our final destination, inshallah. Right? That's their goal. It's not to stay here, it's to
Right.
make as much as they can, and then, inshallah, go back home.
Which has unfortunately
Became
the
where they
end goal,
stay here
right?
till Katang and Allah gonna keep that, right? But like, the end goal is always to go back to Qatar, right?
Go back to
Gambia, Africa.
not for everybody, but
I mean,
some
I'm talking about
people.
for a lot of our parents, I'm talking
Right.
about, right? So, and all they came here pretty much was to give us the opportunity, you know? Yeah.
I don't even think they, I don't even, I'm not even sure if they looked that deep into it though. I feel like they came here with the intention to stack up, make a living for them back home, and get their whole family back over there. But it just happened that we all stayed for this long that we're still here.
Yeah, I mean, when my dad and them was coming, you know what I mean? I remember hearing the story of how he even came. Yeah, you know, like one of my uncles traveled to, if I'm not wrong, Angola, right? So he was making a good living out there. So then my grandfather was like, okay, he sees that uncle of mine like doing a lot for his father. So that's pretty much what it was. I feel like when they sent some of our fathers, our fathers mainly, it was so they could help the parents live a better lifestyle, not themselves, you
Right,
know
but
what I
then
mean?
what happened when they started to bring our moms here?
Yeah, to build a family, obviously. They don't want to come back here until they make sure they make the amount that they feel like is,
Now they're stuck here
it's,
forever.
yeah, it's like in their mind, okay, I got to make sure I'm set for life before I go back, right? I mean, that's what I would assume, right?
Right.
So.
Not set for life, but at least comfortable. But it's like, as a human, we're never satisfied. We build our homes. We're still here. We're never satisfied.
For sure, for sure.
We have enough money, but then we're like, let me get a little bit more until something happens,
Yeah.
delays your plans again, and you're starting from scratch all over again.
And that also stems from the first creation, Adam. Right? Allah said you could do anything in Jannah, right? Just stay away from this. But then us humans, it's like I said, we're never satisfied, so oh, I gotta try that. Or Shaitan got into his head or whatever,
Right.
talked him into eating it. But you know what I mean? Still, it's like a sign in a sense. Like, oh no, I forgot the story. There was a story, something about reaching. I'm gonna look it up though, but something about he reached. And then
Don't
I
say
gotta look it
anything
up.
up on
That's why
here
I
you
said
ain't sure about.
I'm not 100%, so let me not say that. But there is a story about Adam that
Okay, babe, if you're not sure,
I
let me
gotta make
think.
sure you're right.
Yeah,
Yeah,
thank
so
you.
forgive me,
You
but if
still trying to
anybody
go.
who knows about that story that I'm probably trying to say, although I really didn't say much, please hit me up because I really want to remember that story. It's a good story. I might have to go to YouTube and look it up, Kitab. But
But as a woman, I mean, let me ask you, as a man first,
yeah.
how will you become that example? How will you be that example parent, that role model parent?
For my son?
Son, daughter,
Yeah, I'm
kids,
yeah.
siblings.
For the kids, I feel like you have to start with yourself, bettering yourself. Because you can't be pretty much telling kids, oh, do this, do that, when you're not doing it yourself, right? Like, I feel like for them to look up to us, we have to start with ourselves, like, you know, bettering ourselves. How about you? How do you think?
I agree with you. I think that it starts off with you and your intention. And kids are like sponges. I always tell people this. Whatever you do, they're gonna do. Whatever you don't do, they're not gonna do.
Most likely, yeah.
It's impossible for you to want your child, for example, to become a Hafiz,
Yeah.
and they have never seen you picked up the Quran. They have never seen you recite it. They have never seen you reflect upon it.
Yeah.
How you want your child to pray 5 times a day? They've never seen you pray 5 times a day. I mean, granted that we work and stuff like that, but at least they should see you at least like praying, like
Yeah, at least, yeah, you know, like at
and
least
take
one of
prayer
the prayers.
seriously. But how can you tell them to take prayer seriously when it's time to pray, you're nowhere to be found. Alarm clocks are going off.
100%. You right here? That's a fact. Why are you laughing? Don't look at me. I wake up. You're looking at me. I wake up. Don't do that. You started looking at me. Don't look at me like that, sweetheart. I wake up for my prayers. Don't do that. I mean, I have my days where, oversleep happens, but that's not a. I wake up.
I ain't here to expose anybody's
I mean,
sin.
you looked at me laughing.
I'm looking at
No,
you
you just
praying.
started staring at me with your eyes. Don't do that. I pray.
Yummy.
Salah is
But
very
back
important.
to what I was saying, it's important for us to be examples. I feel like one thing that really hurts me about our generation is that we chasing the wrong things. We chasing fame. We chasing style, fashion that has nothing to do with how our mothers, Aisha radiallahu anha, Khadija radiallahu anha, dressed. You know what I'm saying? We chasing other things. We chasing how these celebrities live.
Is looking up to the wrong people.
And then this is who our children are gonna look up to too. We chasing a life that is not for us. And one thing that always scares me, babe, be careful. This dunya could be for you and Jannah could be for you, or this dunya could be for you and you miss out on Jannah.
Or Jannah could be for you, and you don't
Right.
really. The
That's
dunya
what
is
I'm saying.
nothing, it's temporary.
When I get something in this dunya, babe, I question, I'll be like, I'm getting this here. I hope Jannah is written for me too. It makes you sometimes not even want the things here just so you guarantee Jannah. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, though,
I'm not
I get
saying
what
that
you're
you
trying to
can't
say.
have both.
Okay, I'm about to
I'm not
say,
saying that,
because the
babe.
prophet would say earn for both. Like, that don't
Right,
mean
definitely.
don't kumay yourself from the dunya, obviously,
Definitely,
but don't go
definitely.
too hard on it to the point where you forget about Allah
That's
and
what
your
I'm
deen.
saying. I don't want to get to the point where I'm forgetting about the real end goal. The real end goal is always Jannah here.
100%.
You
And
know?
status, yeah, 100%. That is the end goal, Like I said, you could live your life, just live it the right way. The way that, okay, this is what some sheikh said, if you can't pray with the clothes, don't wear it. If you don't want to die at the place you're at, then
Don't
don't go
go,
there.
right?
Like, for example, going to a club, right? Or if you don't want to die upon doing something, then don't do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, for example, smoking, you know what I mean? So it's a thing. If you have that mentality, it does help, because sometimes you'll be like, and then you think, what if I die right now?
Right.
Ooh, let me
You
stop
don't know.
myself.
When it's time for you to die, it's time for you to
There's
die.
no stop in death. Like, that's a guarantee for everybody. May Allah allow us all to die upon the deen and forgive those that passed away, and have mercy on us all, right? And guide us all. Because, like I said, death, it doesn't warn you, it just comes. You know what I'm saying? If it warns us, trust me, we'll all go to Jannah. Because
We all
if I
gonna
hear
get
that
our act
warning,
right.
Khalil Malik comes to me and say, yo, just so you know, I'm gonna be back in 10 minutes. Hey, let me sit in. I'm not leaving the masjid. If anything, I might book a flight to Saudi ASAP. You know what I'm saying? But, like, at the end of the day, death don't warn us, it just comes. So we just gotta always put ourselves in a position where we'll be proud to die in that area, right? Like, yes, okay, yeah. Oh, I'm in the masjid 24/7. Most likely you're gonna die in the masjid. If you're in the club 24/7, most likely you might die in the club. You know what I'm saying? So just be careful where you go and what you're doing, because Allah's always watching, as we all
Right.
know,
But
right?
back to the topic though. One thing I would also like want to do as a parent or as a sibling is be a safe space for my kids or my siblings, you know? Like I don't want them to feel like if I go tell mommy this, she's gonna be upset. No, I want you to come tell me this and I'll advise you how to go about it.
That even me, like, you see my siblings, right? My younger siblings, you know this story.
Let me tell you something. Be acting like you
Babe,
show
stop it.
off.
Don't do that. No, it's not showing, babe. See, don't do that. Wow. Nah, why are you violating like that? That's not showing off.
He will tell me
I'm not
this.
gonna say it no more.
Let me tell you something. This is something my husband does. When he really did something good, he gonna make
Alhamdulillah.
sure I know 5 times that he did
No, babe, it's
that
not. I don't say it with that. Come on, Carter. Come on, babe. Don't do me like that. I'm saying it because it's something
Okay,
that
I'm joking.
works.
Go, go.
You know, people be
Right,
like,
give people advice. Let me
it's
stop
a
being a hater.
thank you, please, because I'm gonna die tomorrow. My like, I'm gonna get it.
Watch me, I don't do that. Don't play.
Just because, okay, but anyways, with
I'm a
my
safe
siblings,
space.
with my siblings, my younger siblings, I always, what I did was, instead when they do something bad, right, I don't yell at them. I'd be like, yo, you better tell me, because if I find out, and I'm going to find out, that's when you're going to be in trouble. And then they'll tell me, right?
That's good.
So they notice that I don't, and then I'd be like, okay, just make sure you don't do it again, yada, yada, yada. I mean, that has its limits. I don't mean all the time, because then they're going to just do it and be like, well, he ain't going to really do nothing,
right,
as long as I tell him. But, like, you just make sure, yo, okay, I don't want to see you do this again, yada, yada. And it works, because I remember one time, they broke something, right? And then it was blaming each other. Like, to my mom. They told my mom, oh, it wasn't me. I didn't do it. No. Mm-hmm. And then my mom called me. Like, yeah, can you figure out who did it? I said, I got you, Ma. Don't worry. I said, well, come here. All right, who did it? I did it. Straight up like that. It was hilarious. Cause my mom started laughing. I said, okay, so why you lied in the first place? She said, cause mommy might hit me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, but that's what to what you were saying, you have to be that person's safe place,
yeah,
that they know, okay, be like your child, be their best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Our parents, what they didn't do was become our best friends. What they did was, they was like enforcers,
right?
They wanted to enforce their laws on us, mm-hmm, which I'm not saying is bad, because you have to have some authority, right? You know, like, yeah.
Okay, but, I see with the vocabulary.
Hey,
today,
sweetheart, I went into the dictionary today. Okay, what can I say? Dictionary. I went into it. But yeah, so like the goal, like I said, so what we have to do is make them our best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Where they'll be like mad comfortable. You could joke with your children. I don't know what made our parents think joking with your child
because
is like a sin.
Their dads were so shrinkled. I remember my dad told me he would not laugh with his dad. If his dad say one thing, he is gonna do it. I was looking at him like, bye.
We are not in the military. Hey, babe, if you hear my dad's stories, my dad never said, go over here, and I didn't go ASAP. I'm like, yo, bye, okay. He said, my dad said, go here. Even if it was like 30 minutes away, I would run there so fast. I'm like, bye, okay, bro. Like, that's you, that's not me.
There was this like big respect in which I do love.
Yeah, you have to respect your parents. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But the thing is, like I said, it's all fear.
Mm.
That's what they was taught. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to our parents, I feel like for us, we can't judge them because what they know is what they do. And if you really look at it, they probably do way less than what their parents was doing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they probably dimmed it down a little
bit.
Right,
definitely.
Although we don't see it because in our eyes, but they tried at least. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So what we learn from that is, okay, we have to have boundaries with our children.
Mm-hmm.
You can't always obviously be the best friend. You're going to have to sometimes put down the law.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the goal. Like, make sure, this is good, this is bad.
Mm-hmm. You know what also kind of like affected our parenting?
Mm-hmm.
Was that they never raised American kids before.
Mm-hmm.
This is their first time raising American kids before.
Mm-hmm.
My grammar today is bad. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, I took the vocabulary today.
But
the dictionary.
They also are doing this for the first time. They don't know how these kids actually are.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of times in school, like, for example, when I was younger, I forgot what I was going to say. Like
in school when you was younger,
mm-hmm, like,
a lot
for
of
example,
mm-hmm,
I know how the kids move, right?
Yeah,
I know the tricks they play on their parents.
Okay,
so I will play those tricks on my parents.
Okay,
but they didn't know the tricks because they never went to hear school.
Yeah, they don't know.
But the tricks that our kids gonna play with us, mm-hmm, yeah, there might be some new tricks. I don't know, but it's like, no, I tried that before. Who you fooling? Right?
Yeah,
you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, like,
so it's different. They just came to a whole new world.
Yeah, 100%.
They don't know half the stuff we saying. These teachers is saying whatever. Like, you know, it's just, I don't know. It's like a whole new thing. Like, we really have to have mercy on our parents. So, like, I feel like they really did try their best.
They definitely did. That's why I always say, like, because at the end of the day, their job is to let us know this is good, this is bad.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we want them to be in our life. That's not saying we don't, but that's their main thing.
Right.
Try to teach us the deen.
Mm-hmm.
And although they wasn't, I feel like some of our parents wasn't really strict on the deen,
mm-hmm,
until later on in life. But that's, you know, everybody grows, right?
Right.
A lot of them were strict more on school and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like you said, we learn tricks. Like, for example, one thing I used to always do when I don't want to go to school is get the blow dryer, right? I put that joint on my head until it burns, and I run to my mom, I'm sick. And then she touched my head. Hey, Allah. Antoya, She didn't know about no damn blowjob trick, you know what I mean? Or I'll put food in my mouth with milk, mix it up, and then spit it out, act like I just threw up. All this I learned in school, like tricks from other kids. It's like you said, we learned stuff from them. Mm-hmm. Our parents never seen that.
Right.
Because I've never seen an African even think of lying and saying they sick.
Right.
Even if they are, a lot of time they are sick, but like to pretend like we did.
Mm-hmm.
And then next thing you know, when we don't go to school, we wake up like, yeah, I'm good. And our parents just be like, what is going on? You know what I mean? But it's like, you're right though, babe. So that's why we have to have mercy on our parents and try to look at it from their point of view, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's say, for example, you go to a different country that has different rules and they move way different than what you're used to from in America, right? It's going to be like, okay, you have to adjust to it. And you're not going to be perfect,
right?
You're going to have your mistakes. You do your best, but you're going to do a lot of mistakes also. So I think that's where our parents went, but I do feel like they did their best. Their best might not seem like that to us, but I honestly feel like, yo, they did what they could.
Right.
You know, and we appreciate our parents, you know, because at the end of the day, you know, they took us out of something that we probably could have been in Africa and Gambia. And everybody would have been stressed because we already know how the situation is in Gambia. You sit at the galake, the front door. All you hear is, bro, bilai, I got to travel. Bilai, America, boy. Bilai. Bilai, boy. I love America, boy.
But they be like, every person I talk to back home, the dua they always make is, and not like an
terenankilu. They just want to lead.
They be like, oh, may Allah open the doors of travel.
And we don't even have to deal with that. We could go anywhere. Right, with the passport that we got, and this who's obviously Allah's doing, but you know,
right, it's because our parents Allah allowed our parents to take that risk.
Exactly, because what if they was to say, you know what, nah, that's a kahirin jamani, I don't want to go there, because they could have did that.
They could have did that,
and then we could have all been stuck in Gambia holding our drinking water gutter. I tell you that much, and saying, bilai, 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 America, boy, bilai. Boy, damn, boy, bilai, I gotta travel to America, boy. I'm telling you, that's how it is. So, you know. That's the thing. So, but alhamdulillah. So, what we learn from all of this is just our parents do what they can.
I want to say one thing.
Yeah.
Amongst the sacrifices of our parents, like, I remember one time I was talking to my dad. I always think about this. He told me that, like, it makes me emotional. Like,
don't cry on here, then. I'm going to have to end the live. Don't cry on here, then.
Okay, no, listen.
Get yourself together, love.
He used to tell me that. When he first came here, you know how there was no phones, right? So him and his parents would send cassettes back.
Huh? Say what?
But like, you know the tapes? MP3? Yeah, MP3 tapes.
Wow.
And he still has them. And then he would like, they would listen to when them reply back. And I remember I was like, Dad, do you still have the cassette back? He said, no, he doesn't have it. And I always be like, I'm going to get it for him. And I just wanted to, like, taking that sacrifice, like, they didn't talk. That's how they talk. How long did it take you to talk to your parents?
Voila.
Somebody had to come from here, take the cassette back.
And then you get,
people were not traveling as often.
You're right.
And then I remember he told me that his dad said on the one cassette, like, you're going to be okay. Everything's going to be okay.
Wow.
You know, trust in the process and stuff like that. And, like, they could have just gave up from then.
Yeah.
Wallah. They didn't have nobody here.
Wallah.
But alhamdulillah, they stuck through.
They pushed through.
Some of them are still going through issues, you know.
Wallah.
But look at us now, alhamdulillah. Like we have to, I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful that I have a job. I can provide for my family. I can do, even if I can't, I can just do something. I can buy a shirt for myself and I don't need to ask anybody for it. I went to college.
Wallah.
I got an education. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
Oh, one thing I also wanted to touch on was that I feel as a parent, I also want to stress on education, especially for the men
and deen.
The boys.
Yeah.
Babe, deen is number one, but what I'm talking about is education. Secular knowledge is very important.
Okay.
I feel like for our community, a lot of times the women go to college, they get degrees. They the ones that are the nurses, lawyers, doctors, working at, you know, city government jobs, state government jobs.
They outshining
us,
the boys.
But the men, I don't know if it's like, y'all trying to get fast money. Like, I don't know. You can probably tell me, like, maybe you guys don't want to waste time in college and just get fast money through a job, like a quick job real quick, then going in college and actually dedicate just a couple of years to get an education so it could be better in the long run. What you think?
I mean, with the whole college thingy, you know how I am with when it comes to college. I'm not against it, but we have seen people go to college. Not everybody, obviously, depending on which degree you go for. But I've seen people go to college, and no offense, I'm doing better than them. And that's not to knock their hustle of, you know, what they did, because alhamdulillah, they got something I don't, is a diploma.
But then I have another question for you.
Yeah.
Can I tell people what you do on here?
Huh?
Can I tell people what you do on here? Like your job?
Elevators?
Yeah, you're an elevator mechanic in the works, right?
Inshallah.
What if that industry goes extinct? What do you have now?
That's
That's
a good.
something to think about, right?
But that's you know,
No, I'm
that's
asking you, what do you have now?
I get what you're saying,
You have
but
to get into another trade?
exactly. But this is what I'm trying to tell you, right? Me even getting into the trade, obviously you already know from the brother's help of Muhammad Silla. I appreciate you, my boy, if you're listening to this.
Nah, don't shout
Mahmoud,
him out for everybody. Start him up
nah,
and be like,
Mahmoud, you did your
I'm dead
boy
at
justice, because if you ain't talk me into it, I don't think I would have did it. But
If who
also
didn't talk you into?
Mahmoud and you, but let's,
Okay,
you don't
please
need
get
the
that
credit.
right,
Leave
babe.
it alone, babe. Let me
Allah,
shout
what?
out. You already
Let me
know
tell you, it be
the
the wife secretly motivating their husbands to be better in life, and we don't get the credit, but it's fine.
vibes. Okay, but at the end of the day, Mahmoud is the one who gave that, you
Alhamdulillah.
know,
May Allah
say,
bless
yo,
him
you should do
more
this, right? Yeah, may Allah bless you. Wallahi, may Allah bless you,
and
right?
reward you.
And then also, another reason what made me like really do it was all of y'all coming, but then I heard what the prophet said, every man should have a midget under your belt.
Right.
To live on this earth, you have to have a midget.
A trade,
A
right?
trade, yeah, a trade, sorry. A trade. Learn a trade. Something that even if you're not working, you could do it yourself, right?
Right.
So that's my mindset. Like, learn a trade.
I
That's what I would
get
say for the
it.
brothers. Learn how to work with your hands. Because at the
Right,
end of
but
the day,
it's
you a
not,
man.
but I want you to also, I don't want you to put it out there that all you have to do is trade.
No, no,
Go to
no.
school. If you have the means, you have the time, you have the
Exactly.
financial support, get an
No,
education.
for sure. This, babe, you know I wanted to be a teacher. Remember, I told you I'm a
Right,
math
but I
teacher.
feel like what hindered you was that
I just couldn't
you,
stay in college. I
it was
couldn't do
not even about that.
college.
Like you went to Tafiz when you came back, you
Yeah, I was a
know.
little bit older. You're right, you're
It's a
right.
lot of work, so now you gotta pay bills. Can you really work full time and go to school at the same time?
Yeah,
It's
it was a bit
hard. You can do
tough.
it, but it's tough,
You're right.
right? And I just feel like if we motivate them, our sons and our siblings to go to college
Yeah, they could
or
do it.
get some type of like sports scholarship or something, whatever they want to do, like
You okay with that? Boss about to be pro.
listen,
So, Sarka.
or do something like that. Like it can really benefit our
Project
community,
Mbappe.
you know, and communicate our sons.
For sure.
And
Project
help our
Mbappe is on the
sons.
way. Y'all heard her. She said, sports scholarship, Bob. I'm
You
going to
know the
replay
thing
this
with that,
message. Your mom agreed.
I don't have no problem with my son playing sports, but there's very strict conditions and guidelines to it. In this world, in
Yeah.
this God-fettered world, these people are playing the sports while prayer time is going by. People, the men are wearing shorts above their aura.
I get what you mean.
Those
Don't
are
worry,
very
bye.
strict
You, I
conditions.
already know what
Unless
you're
you're
gonna
gonna
do.
go play for Saudi Arabia, Arabia,
Hey, that's where the billions is at.
Alhamdulillah. But what I'm
Inshallah.
saying is very strict conditions. When we're not gonna be in the position where we sacrifice our deen for this dunya, 'cause it's
100%.
either you get this dunya,
Okay.
right, or you strive hard for Jannah. May Allah give us both, and
Yeah,
not allow us to sacrifice one for the other.
I mean.
Sacrifice this dunya for the
But to
dunya.
go back to what you were saying when you was like how the sacrifice your dad did of being here, you know, and the only way he could communicate with his parents was through a cassette. That alone is something that's like, wow, you know? Like I never even heard of that, to be honest. That's the only way I remember is how they see each other is by pictures, sending pictures.
And even that is
That's crazy.
even that
Until
is something.
Skype and Zoom, when Skype came out, do you know how happy these Africans was because they could finally see their family? I remember my mom when she first seen her dad on Skype, she was crying. Yeah, now you're gonna make me tear up. I don't wanna remember that. But
But it's kind of like
it's sad
it's
because
sad.
we got the this is the thing. Although our parents, sorry, babe. Although our parents are not like there 100%, at least they're there.
Right.
Alhamdulillah. Because a lot of my friends that, let's say one of them, his father passed away, right? The first thing he said
On
to
the
me was
ground in
like, yo,
general.
cherish your dad. Because, you know, like, yo, make sure you cherish your dad. Even though a lot of us don't have a relationship with our dad. Alhamdulillah, they're still on earth. You get to at least see your dad. You know what I'm saying? That alone, trust me, when your dad passes or your mom passes, you're going to feel it. Even if y'all didn't have a bond, wallah, you're going to feel it. Because even one of my friends, one of my coworkers, he was telling me how him and his dad didn't get along. But when his dad passed away, he felt it. Like, damn, I wish I could speak to you. I wish we could have rekindled things.
Right.
So since we had the opportunity, we should try that. Right. Like, obviously, our parents, they have an ego, let's say, right? An African ego, right? So let's take this step.
Right.
Why we all gotta act like, yo, nah, he got an ego, and I got an ego. No.
Anything, that's your parent.
Exactly. You know, that's your, they brought you to this earth, right?
Right.
So what we could do, I feel like, is reach out. Give an olive branch. Even though our parents wasn't really there. Hey, bro, I'm on one. I'm on dictionary. Dictionary. I'm telling you, olive branch. You know what I'm saying? But like, we could reach out to our parents. Yo, dad, oh, how you doing, pops? Trust me, because when you check in or you hit up your father saying hi, you might think that's little, bro. To them, that's big. Like, you know me, I don't call people at all. Right? I have an issue with that. May Allah help me, but I don't like calling. So whenever I hit up my father and I call him, yo, the happiness that I hear in his voice, I be like, yo, bro, all I did was just say hi.
Right.
Right? But that means so much to them. It's like you reaching out to me. Wow, so my son still thinks about me. Because their thought would be, oh, when I pass away, I can't count on you. You know what I mean? Because remember, I told that was said to me, when, like, yo, how can I count on you? When you don't communicate with us, you don't do anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't call anything. You don't check up on us. So if I was to pass away today, how would you know? Obviously, my mom could call me and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, I'm going to regret it, right? Because one of my biggest regrets was that, you know, my Allah forgive my grandfather. I don't call. So I think before his passing, like weeks before his passing.
Please not cry on here.
I'm not going to cry. Girl, I'm a big man. Big man things. But like a week before his passing.
Nah, we're joking. Men can cry too.
Yeah, we could cry. Hey, don't worry. Y'all going if I want to cry, y'all going to see them tears. Well, y'all going to feel them tears, you know, because I can't see it. But anyways, so before my grandfather's passing, like 2-3 weeks before, he wanted to speak with me. Right? He, like, you know, he called my mom and, yo, what happened to me? I haven't spoken to him in like a year or so. Which is sad, but it's true, right? I'm like, yeah, don't worry, I'm gonna get to it. I'm gonna call you. I'm gonna call him. I'm gonna check up on my mom. Yo, call my dad. Like, say hi. He misses you. Yada yada. I'm like, yo, mom, don't worry. Don't worry. I'm gonna call. Yeah. So kunwani, every time I'm gonna call until boom, I get the call from my father. Yo, your grandfather passed away, right? It's sad but funny because I'm at work, right? So my dad called me. Obviously, I didn't pick up because I'm working. And then I see the voice note. So you know how you can read the transcript? I read the transcript. It said, like, I saw we got news, something like that. So I knew this has to be probably important. And then I heard, okay, I listened to it. He was like, yo, yeah, got some sad news. Your grandfather passed away. So my dad's dad is very old, and he's always sick. So I'm not gonna lie, in that moment when he said it, I was like, yeah, I already knew your dad was about to go. Stop it, I mean, I love forgive you. But in my mind, you know, because my grandfather is very old. So I'm like, yeah, I already knew your dad. It was his time. Like, I'm like, damn, how you still on earth? You know what I mean? In a joking way, but that's what I was thinking, like, damn, I mean, yeah, it was time. And then when he said my other grandfather's name, like, I'm at work, I froze. Like, complete, like, I never froze in my butt did, right? Like, I froze and I just screamed, what? Nah, he got it wrong. Like, I started saying my dad picked the wrong name. He met his father, not my mom's dad. But that comes to show, like, he wanted me to talk to him, but I didn't.
Well, you just couldn't take 5 minutes out of your day.
Well, lie. And that's my biggest regret right now. You know, so although it's stupid, I still didn't learn.
Just to put my 2 cents in here again.
Yeah.
I always told this man,
all
people, you never know. You do not want to regret. Like, God, may Allah give our parents long lives.
Amen.
But you do not want the day your parent passes away, and all you had to do was just talk to them. You're going to be like, damn, I wish I could have just talked to them
Allah.
One more time.
Yeah.
Take all the chances you get Allah. Now.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'd be
100.
telling this man, but he don't listen to me.
Hey, sweetheart, damn, what you doing
Just
now?
saying,
Don't
bro.
do me, yo. You coming at me today? What's
Just
going on?
saying, brother.
Nah, but it's a fact though. It's a thing that I'm trying to get
Yeah.
better at. I'm not perfect still. It's like I never learned ever since my grandpa. Then you think, okay, at least you're gonna check up on his other grandfather. I still didn't check up on that old man, and he's always sick. But I'm gonna try to call him. Hopefully, I call him. I don't want to say tomorrow. I might try to call him today, matter of fact, right after this podcast, inshallah.
Aren't they in the middle of the night?
Oh, you're right. Damn, it's too late for them.
Well,
But
don't worry.
inshallah,
I'll
hopefully,
remind
Allah
you.
allows him to stay alive.
I'll remind you.
Tomorrow, I'll call him. Yeah, I'm gonna
Inshallah.
call, inshallah. I'm gonna. 'Cause it's sad, but yeah, you know, like always check up on your family. Even if our dads or our moms is like we trying, like we talking to her and they're not responsive to us. At least I could, if they pass, I could be like, I tried, and you won't feel as much regret.
Yeah.
But when you don't, you have an ego. They have an ego. Now you're gonna be like, you know what I mean? 'Cause at the end of the day, you're still a child. A parent could be mad at you no matter what, but you're their child. Like. Let's say for like bye. He could do something, I'll be tight, but at the end of the day, he's still like the love that I have for him is subhanAllah. I used to think I loved you, girl. Huh? That boy, he my heart.
Don't worry. I don't
He
love you
my
as
heart
much
for
either.
real. Until we get a daughter, inshallah. Then,
Inshallah.
but I ain't gonna lie, you might have to move over because she gonna be my heart. You know what I'm saying?
I don't do that to my son.
Huh?
I don't do that to my son.
Nah, it's not, you know what I'm saying? It's a daughter. I don't know how I'll react when I. You see my niece? I be tight that she don't like me. That just hurts my heart. But you see my other niece? I love that little girl. I'll,
Yeah,
every time I
hopefully she
go there,
warms
I'll
up to
hold
you.
her. Huh?
Hopefully she warms up to you.
She smiles at me.
Oh,
But like,
I love
yo,
that.
it's so happy, bro. I'll be like, I told my sister, I said, yo, this one is gonna like me. The other one don't like me. This one's gonna love me. But I mean, it's also opening up to me now.
Okay.
Yesterday, she gave me a five.
Oh.
And I felt mad. It's like I'm a nerd right now. I felt like a geek. I said, hey, thank you. Come on, bro. A little baby giving me a five and I'm out here hype about it.
Oh
But
yeah, I made a way. I made a long way.
yo, that little girl, she see me. It's like Kalimalekan. She just be running and screaming, like looking for my mom, because that's the only woman that could protect
Well,
her.
anyways, we're gonna wrap up this episode. Inshallah, baby. Any closing remarks?
Yes, inshallah. So, dear brothers and sisters, just remember, like we said, give an olive branch or something like that. I forgot the quota. Now in my brain, baby, your vocab is coming to me. But anyways, hand an olive branch out to your parents. You don't want the day that they leave this earth to be the day you like, damn, I wish I would've. You don't want that. Trust me.
I'm gonna try to be the best examples we can be, not to only our future kids, but to all our siblings
To not even
and
only our siblings,
everybody.
everybody.
Because what do they say? We are the face of Islam.
Wallah,
Don't let
exactly.
people get this religion misconstrued because you are not doing the right. I
Because,
hate when I like go to, like, for example, every job that I go to, I gotta like reset, re-educate people about Islam. Like, oh yeah, I pray five times a day, which I don't mind doing. I love doing that actually, because you never know. But, and then people be like, oh, do you drink? Do you listen to music? Oh, because some people do. Some
Yeah,
Muslims do it.
I was gonna say
Brother,
that.
or sister, we ain't supposed to do it. That's, I'ma keep it short. We ain't supposed to do it. Let's keep in mind that we are the face of Islam. We represent something so beautiful. So let's try our best to stick to the rules
100.
and regulations that are Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala set for us.
Yeah.
And everything that Allah tells us to stay away from protects us. Like, we don't even know what, right? Like, even like with dress and modesty, like for example, like I always want to be the example towards my siblings or my future kids that this is how you're supposed to dress despite how everyone else is dressing around you. I was gonna say something actually, I forgot. But you can go, I'll probably
Yeah,
remember.
so you know how you were saying, obviously, everything that Allah made haram, there's a reason to it, right? Like, for example, eating pork or eating a pig. There's a reason why we. Do you know what pigs eat? They eat any and everything, literally, right? That alone is nasty, right? They shower in mud. So, you know what I'm saying? So, that's one. So, it's for your own health, right? And then the alcohol, the drinking part. There's reasonings why we should stay away from alcohol, or Allah tells us not to drink alcohol because you lose your consciousness. For example, one day I'm coming from work, right? I see a couple. So I'm assuming, at first I didn't know what was going on, to be honest. But I see the couple walking, and then out of nowhere, the guy fell face front, boom, onto the ground, the concrete, like in the middle of the street, boom, right? So I see that. It's an old guy. So I'm thinking, oh, snap, he tripped. So I'm like, okay, let me go to him. Then he started trying to get up. And when he was getting up, I just seen red coming out. So I'm like, babe. SubhanAllah. Well, I seen red, like red. And I don't know why my brain said, he probably just squashed some strawberries. That was the thing that came to my head.
It was like gushed
It was just red.
red
I just seen
blood.
red. I'm like, damn, he probably dropped a lot of strawberries, like squashed strawberries on. So I don't know why I thought that, but that is what I thought. Until I got close. And then I seen, SubhanAllah, like, it was blood, right? So I'm like, yo, like he was leaking, like, wallah, it was like a fountain. Like, I never seen blood come out of a human being that much, right? Okay, but anyways, he had a cuppa in his hand. So what happened was he had a glass alcohol bag, cuppa, oh, how you say, bottle in his hand, like glass bottle. That's why he fell. The glass shattered and went through his neck. Come to find, this man was drunk, right? So you imagine, this guy is drunk. He has a hole, right?
In his neck.
Well, I thought at first, so I'm gonna tell you the funny part. I thought it was just like it's like ripped him or something, like he got cut, like a big cut. So yeah, I just seen blood like on, because when I seen him, like I said, he was drunk. He laid on his back, and I just seen blood on the side. So I'm thinking something like got pierced, like on his rib or something like that. Yeah. So I'm like, wow. And then, you know, all the people came out there causing the idiot, wondering what's going on. And this whole time, this man is trying to still get up. He's not aware of anything. Wallahi, like, I'm not
So
kidding you. He was
adrenaline.
looking at me laughing, smiling. I'm like, brother, you're about to die, and you out here smiling like that. Like, it's not like it's, you know, there's depths where you smile. Inshallah, if you're a mu'min, you know what I'm saying? You'll smile when you die, and like, you see a good angel. He kept looking at me. Brother, I was not no angel, I'll tell you that much. But this guy was staring at me, smiling, and his wife is just saying, yo, stay down, you're hurt. Yo, you're hurt. Like, she's crying, like, don't get up. And he kept trying to smack her hand, like, leave me alone, let me get up. And then the guy had to come hold him down, right? So when the guy came and held him down, like I said, this whole time, I'm thinking he got cut on, like, his stomach or something. Heh. So the guy's like, yo, so where's his blood coming? He said, oh, snap. His neck, and me being me, I said, what? His neck?
For
Bruh.
killing about the situation that Biagi ain't do, he was the first one on the scene.
Yep.
He ain't do nothing but
I seen
news
that blood. I
report.
said, I can't touch you, brother. I'm sorry.
He ain't do nothing but news report.
Wallahi.
Everything he just commented on.
Yeah, literally was like this. He said, oh my God, damn, it went through his neck. I said, huh? His neck? Bro. So, yeah, obviously she finds that funny. Y'all don't see my face, that's why, but. I'm like, huh? His neck? And then boom. Then they're like, yo, calling the ambulance. Yo, he's over here, yada, yada, yada. And I'm like, okay, you know what? Let me just go. And then when I'm like on my way, like, let me just go home. I'm walking. And then I see the ambulance truck. For some odd reason, I'm like, oh, snap. Let me guide the ambulance truck. So I just turned around. I'm like, yo, this way. And I just ran to the guy. No ambulance truck wasn't following me. I look stupid as hell. I said, yeah, the ambulance is here. And they look, they said, where? I said, right. Oh, snap. It was coming. I swear to God, I seen an ambulance truck. And then, you know, like 2, 3 minutes later, an ambulance truck came.
You ever seen that video where like,
Yeah.
you ever seen that video where it's two people holding the table and then the middleman is just walking with them, acting like they're helping? That's what she was doing.
No, you talking about the one with the back? When people be carrying and then he just pushing their back a little bit, acting like he helped. That was me for sure. I was just the commentator plus. The yo, yeah, right here, right here.
And that wasn't even the ambulance, so.
Well, like, it wasn't for him. It was an ambulance.
Yeah, but not for him.
I thought it was. I
And
just
they
seen it
probably
coming. I
like,
said,
why
yo,
this
yeah,
guy?
they see me probably like, what the heck is he doing? I'm just like, yo, right here, right. And the funny thing is, it's not like I was looking while the ambulance was coming out. I took my hand up because I thought he was coming that way, and I was pretty much acting like I was guiding this truck. I made it seem like I was guiding it. I turned my whole back around, ran to them, and said, yeah, the ambulance is here. They said, it's funny how they looked up. Where? I said, oh, snap. I swear to God, it was behind me. They looked
The
at
guy probably like, yeah, he's crazy
Yeah, they
too.
probably looked at me like, you ain't no help. You drunk too, probably, the
Don't
way
put
you
it that.
moving. But yeah, so that just all of that to say, like, the reason why we stay away from all of these haram and things is it's to benefit you.
But
Believe
imagine
it or
that you
not,
drink alcohol and boom, you almost kill yourself.
well, I don't know what happened to him. But like I said, well, like he was. Bro, he was smiling, laughing, and I'm telling you, the blood was coming out like a fountain. I never seen that much blood. Huh? Subhanallah. Y'all don't even know. Wallahi. Allahu Akbar. But that, you know what I'm saying? So if anything, Allah said it's haram, please try your best to stay away from it. Wallahi, it would not, it will, if anything, it will help you. It will do you justice. You know what I'm saying? If he said it's halal or good for you, wallahi, do it. And you'll see the benefit. It will come to you. So with that being said, brothers, stay away from the haram.
Sisters too.
And yeah, brothers and sisters, stay away from the haram and start doing the halal.
Right, and one thing we need to do as
That would have been
people.
a great closer, babe. You made me.
Okay, we can close it. Well, last thing. One
Okay,
thing
I'm
we
gonna have
also
to
need to
repeat that.
do is
Sorry.
not to be followers. We need to
Wallah.
learn how to stand our own ground and be our own individual people.
Because we Muslims at the end of the day,
Right.
right? That's the main thing. Like you said, stand your ground, stand on business.
And then, like, one thing I think about when I'm like looking at when I see
Yeah,
things
we ain't
like
gonna end this episode anytime soon.
when I see the kuffar and they enjoying life with their mansions and stuff like that, I pray may Allah guide them. But then I also keep it in the back of my mind, like maybe this is what they're gonna get,
Wallahi. And even
right?
that, they're not happy.
I mean, we don't know.
No, babe. A lot of them is not. They rich, they a lot of the famous people would say it. They will rap because you can't go anywhere without people in your face with cameras. Yo, you it's stressful, bro. I'm not gonna lie. People wanna be famous. I wanna be a celeb. I wanna be a celeb. Until you become one, you like, yo, damn.
Right.
I don't think I really wanted this. I wanted the money. Don't get me wrong. I'll take their money if I could. But I do not want to be famous. Right? And even money is not really the one that brings you happiness. What brings you happiness? Allah.
Hello.
Believing in Allah. Worshiping Allah. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people, they have money. And then, even Mike Tyson, he was on top of the world. Right? You know about Mike Tyson?
No.
He's a boxer, a
Yeah.
beast. That
He
boy is
messed up.
dangerous.
Oh, yeah.
He converted into Islam. And he said that's when he started feeling that peace.
Wow.
And he had everything, like cars, money, anything. Name it, he has it. He had it at the time. He lost it, but he got deen, and he said that's the best thing that happened
Oh,
to
he
him.
lost it.
I don't know what happened to him. I don't know his story completely, but I know he was saying it in his, he has a podcast. Yo, Mike Tyson, yo, pull up to my podcast, bro. I need you on my podcast, bro. But anyway, you see, what it had did was the money wasn't the happiness. The peace he found was when he became Muslim, found Allah. That's where you get your real peace. People think, oh, taking drugs brings you peace. It don't bring you peace. It's a temporary thingy. It takes your mind off of it temporarily.
It's not, it makes you crazy, bro.
It's not good for you anyways, right? But let's say, for example, it takes your mind off of that problem temporarily. But that problem is still there. When the drug wear off, you still have that problem. So if you think drug is the way or these things is the way, brother, you're highly mistaken. The devil is confusing you, my boy.
Well, he
Please
got you.
return to Allah.
He got you.
Huh?
He got you.
The
He said the devil got them.
Yeah, so brothers, please let's stay away from these alcohols, these
Sisters
drugs.
too.
Okay, brother, I'm okay, you say sisters, I say okay,
But
brothers
you
and
say
sisters.
see.
I don't really see sisters on the drugs, I'm
You
gonna be
don't
honest.
know. People could be closed doors. You
You're right
don't
though.
know.
So everybody, Muslim brothers and sisters, please try your best and stay away from this. This is not for us. If you feel like you're stressed, something's bothering you, turn to Allah. Well, that's the only person who can solve
Right.
your. He's the only one who can solve your problem.
It's
These
definitely
drugs ain't solving
easier.
anything.
It's definitely easier said than done,
It
but
is for sure because everybody has their demons. Like you have something you have to battle. So I'm not trying to downgrade it and make it seem like yo, you doing. No, but try your best, brothers. Inshallah, brothers and sisters, may Allah guide us. May Allah protect us, and may Allah allow us all to see the right path
Right, I mean.
and follow that right path. Because seeing it is one thing. Following it is the main thing. All right? Because people see, but they don't follow. We see this with the kuffars. They see the truth, but they're like, ah, nah, Jesus is Lord. Astaghfirullah. All
All
right? So,
right.
with that being said, stay away from the haram and start doing the halal. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'm about to end it before she talks. Bye.